My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kevin Stefanski, when it comes to the offensive line, he was asked in his press conference about the health of Jack Conklin. Here's what he had to say.
A guy who's worked extremely hard all offseason, continues to work hard. We'll see over the next, I'm really focused on today and where he is, but I can tell you he's doing everything and more to get ready to play.
That's Kevin Stefanski on Jack Conklin. He's almost the forgotten guy in all this. I'm waiting for Jed Wills to come back. I don't know what Jack Conklin, I thought Jack Conklin was just going to retire.
I thought so too.
he's got plenty of millions of reasons for why he would play this year, but I had a lot of feelings that he would just retire last year. But we'll figure out what Jack Conklin's going to do. However, there was a question. This is number 13 from the afternoon drive here on, where yesterday he was on with afternoon drive, because you mentioned this. You had a question about the offense and the concern with the offense and putting them together. What was that thing you just said right before the break?
Well, you still have four of your five guys potentially that could be going out there in terms of starters. I don't know. I haven't checked in on every other starting group, but as Burrow had his five, has, all the other, C.J. Stroud, as he had his five, Patrick Mahomes has been out there twice. Has he had all five in both games? I haven't monitored like I'm monitoring us. So just to sit there and not know what our left tackle situation is, like it's the end of the world. Yeah, I feel like you could call some plays around it. But my bigger question ended up being, as we talked through it, is there a chance Stefanski just doesn't think they've grasped that offense even this far into camp enough to trust it without a left tackle?
Well,
is that part of it?
This is a question that was basically asked on Afternoon Drive yesterday to Kevin Stefanski. Here was his answer.
We think about when it comes to scheme, year to year you're changing. I mean, even you could talk to Coach Schwartz. I mean, we're not going to play the same exact defense that we played last year. We're always changing. So with any year, you're trying to ramp up and play your best football into December and January, as everybody knows. Now, having said that, we have high expectations for our entire team, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. So I like where we're working. Like I've told this team, there's, I think, 19 days till week one. We've work to do on all three sides of the ball, and that's the beauty of 19 days where you can make every single day count.
Was that an acceptable answer for you?
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
Does that give you any pause?
I understand they're working through. Obviously, he's not going to give us a window into truly how they feel, how confident they are, right? I mean, there are teams, sometimes they surprise their coaches. Sometimes you've heard coaches say, oh, I didn't know about this team. And then they end up, like in college football, they end up winning the national championship. It's happened before where Urban Meyer wasn't sure about his team in 2014 before the year started. And then they end up winning it all. You know, so you never truly know.
No.
It doesn't necessarily matter what their confidence level is, but you'd like to know. You'd like to hear it because it's a new system. You have Ken Dorsey coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stefanski's still calling the plays, but he comes over. You're overhauling the offense. You're trying to find an offense that has your embattled starting quarterback, your inconsistent starting quarterback who's coming off, you know, big-time surgery last year that cut his season short. You're trying to get the most out of them. You're trying to do things that you weren't able to do the last few years. So we're all sitting there wondering, what does it look like? And now we're being teased with, well, you might not find out till the opener.
He's not going to let us know until the opener there. The only thing that we have to do is speculate. And the only thing we've seen, and this is why I think a lot of the people want to see Deshaun Watson play so bad, is they just want to see him within the offense so they can feel better about the season. Now, I think that is a valid reason. I've kind of poo-pooed it for a while. But the offense has been so scattershot, and I think I'm being nice about that. The offense has been so scattershot in the preseason. From what fans have been able to see, which is very little, the offense has been so up and down, not really even up, been so down that I think that they want to see their franchise quarterback with this Dorsey system, with Kevin Stefanski calling the plays. I think they want to see him go down the field on Saturday night, score, get him off the field so they have something to go on. They feel good about their team. The team's a good team. But the team without a quarterback is just going to be a team that's watching the playoffs. So they want this offense to work with their quarterback. They want it to work for their quarterback. Because, guys, we're running out of excuses. You can say whatever you want. And we've tried to do it for 2.5 years here. You're going to have to figure it out at some point. And this is the year you got to figure it out. They were able to do it last year. And the thing that will concern me moving forward is Ken Dorsey the right system of offense? Is Kevin Stefanski the wrong play caller? Is it vice versa? Is Ken Dorsey's system of offense, was this a reach that just Deshaun Watson isn't capable of? I mean, these are questions that come off the top of your head that you don't know the answer to. You can only sit there and question. So when I say it, it sounds ugly. It sounds nasty. It sounds like I'm accusing them of not having their stuff together. I think they have their stuff together as best they can. We just don't know it. They've been hidden in West Virginia. They've been hidden away because of the construction.
Right.
You haven't been able to see anything. They had joint practices that fans couldn't come to. They've been hidden. And your starters are not playing in the first two preseason games. And if the starters are out there, hey, it'll be great to see some of those other guys playing. But if Deshaun Watson's not out there with them, there's going to be a lot of questions for 2 weeks until we get to that Sunday afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. That's what it is. They're curious. They want to see it.
It's just a total unknown.
Yes. We've heard everything about this offense for the last how many months, Anthony? We've seen none of it. We've had reports from Daryl.
More RPOs, right?
Yeah. More RPOs, which, I don't know, according to Mike Lombardi, the RPOs, well, it's not even according to him. He mentioned it. According to the stats, the RPO is dying in the NFL.
But not in Cleveland. And you know,
yes.
Not under center.
Yes.
We're going to see less and less of Deshaun Watson under center.
So you have so many questions about that offense, and I hate to say it because every time you say it, it comes off negative because you just don't know off the top of your head. 216-474-0092. Frank and Garfield. Frank, you're first up on the Fan.
Oh, my God. That was quick. Morning, guys.
Morning, Frank.
Hey, so I'm not too worried. The preseason is preseason, especially week three. But what happens if Deshaun Watson goes out Saturday and plays like garbage? You know, missed throws, looks uncomfortable in the system, especially with the janky left tackle situation. How do you think it'll affect fans?
What do you think I'm going to say? What do you think I would say on Monday morning?
It doesn't matter. I know, like, we could just be, getting the wrinkles out of the system, seeing what players are still uncomfortable with, what they're comfortable with. It doesn't really matter how they look. I'm just saying that you might get an excess of calls at Sunday morning if Deshaun goes out.
Well, Frank, yes, there will be panic because that's the first time they've seen him. I'll sit here. I'll be honest. I'll say, all right, didn't look good. They got a lot to work on before the season starts, and hopefully, he got some of it out of his system. That will be my glass half full approach.
I don't know. This fan base can just get so over. Just take one little thing and making a huge thing. I'm just worried about what the consensus will be if he goes out there and just doesn't look as smooth as we're all hoping he is.
If he plays poorly, Frank, you know what I'm going to say. I'll say that he's got to knock off the rust. You know that a lot of people are going to freak out and say that I'm not right, and I'm not thinking clearly, and I'm not thinking with common sense. You know how that's going to go. So there's pressure. Yeah. There is pressure on him to play, and there's also pressure on him to play well,
Frank,
within the system.
Can we look at the other alternative? I mean, how great would it be if he comes out with four of the five on that starting offensive line, has a smooth drive or two? Maybe Jerry Jeudy catches a touchdown pass. I think we'll be chanting Super Bowl Super Browns.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we will go around the AFC North.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.